Local grain markets were generally trading steady to slightly higher yesterday, while canola continues its strong run, lifting by around $5 per tonne in most port zones. Some reports of frost damage in key Russian wheat regions pushed US wheat futures higher overnight, while CBOT corn futures contracts were trading slightly lower as traders positioned themselves for the release of the May WASDE report, while some spillover pressure from soybeans also weighed on corn prices. Meanwhile, Canadian canola futures closed lower due to declines in the US soy complex. Traders also booked profits following the strong run seen last week. Local grain markets and canola markets are expected to decline slightly today. CBOT July 24-week contracts were unchanged at $354 Australian dollars per tonne. ICE July 24 canola contracts were down $8 Australian dollars per tonne to $719 per tonne, while MATF August 24 canola was down $10 Australian dollars per tonne to $775 per tonne. You can keep up with today's local pricing action with ProFarmer Price Discovery at www.profarmergrain.com.au.